This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A solid vaccination program is crucial for spring turnout in cattle. We'll have more right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
A sound vaccination program is crucial to any cattle operation, especially when it comes to preparing calves for spring turnout. Dr. D.L. Stepp, professional services veterinarian for Boehringer Ingelheim, says an early vaccination program for calves can amplify herd health.
They can be moved to different locations, so environment can change. And like drought-type situations, not only nutrition for them, but nutrition to their mothers can be a stressful situation, along with other environmental factors such as water and dust and wind can kind of be stressful on an immune system type of a situation for the animals to respond. Generally, around spring turnout, the calves get processed and different veterinary type procedures, from maybe even castration to vaccination, deworming can be another stressor on those animals. With stress, it can make them a little more susceptible to various potential pathogens, which are disease-causing agents, especially the respiratory tract, leading to pneumonia.
Stepp says keeping calves healthy starts with good quality and quantity of colostrum.
We know that if an animal does not get adequate transfer of the colostrum or the first milk from the mother to the calf, that those animals will experience a higher rate of various illnesses throughout their lives, and that colostrum provides that passive immunity. As that passive immunity or passive protection will decline over time, then we need to kind of follow up and stimulate those individuals' own immune system, and we generally do that through vaccination programs so they can produce their own level of immunity.
For more information, visit bi-animalhealth.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.